Search and rescue crews in Venezuela continue racing to find survivors after last week's powerful twin earthquakes. UN officials warn time is running short as aftershocks continue and heavy rain threatens to complicate relief efforts. The United Nations says research and rescue teams are working around the clock to find survivors following last week's devastating earthquakes in Venezuela. Briefing reporters from Caracas, UN Resident Coordinator Gianluca Rompola del Tondero said crews are operating in what he described as high-risk environments as aftershocks continue to shake the region. He said the UN is working alongside Venezuelan authorities to deliver emergency medical care, shelter, food, clean water, and other critical supplies to the hardest-hit communities.
Since Wednesday last week, when we got hit by the 7.2, 7.5 back-to-back earthquakes, we have had 500 aftershocks. And the latest was this morning, early this morning, a 5.2 aftershock. So you can understand that we keep on operating in a high-risk environment.
More than 2,500 buildings have been damaged or destroyed, and the death toll is expected to rise as rescue crews continue researching collapsed structures.
As of the latest update yesterday night, 1,450 people have lost their life, 3,000, more than 3,000 have been injured, and over 12,000 displaced. Now, these numbers will unavoidably and sadly keep on growing as the search and rescue operation continues.
Since Rompola del Tondero gave that report, the number of fatalities has risen to an estimated 1,900. Rompola del Tondero praised the determination of rescue workers and volunteers, noting that despite being beyond the critical 72-hour rescue window, survivors are still being pulled from the rubble.
We are beyond the 72 hours critical window, but, and this is one of the miracles of this country, rescuers are still being able to pull out alive people. Yesterday alone, seven persons were pulled out of the rubble alive. Obviously, we are focusing with government on emergency medical care and working rapidly on setting up emergency shelter. There is a tropical wave that is expected in the next hours to reach Venezuela, and this will bring heavy rains. You can imagine what this means for the displaced.
The United Nations said 27 countries have deployed more than 2,000 search and rescue personnel, along with 160 rescue dogs as part of the international emergency response. But officials warn the operation is becoming even more urgent as tropical weather system is expected to bring heavy rain in the coming hours, threatening displaced families and making rescue efforts more dangerous. The twin earthquakes, measuring 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude on the Richter scale, struck last Wednesday, leaving widespread destruction. The United Nations estimates as many as 6.8 million people could ultimately be affected.